On to Ferris State basketball coverage from inside the Ferry Event Center here in Marquette at halftime. Rob Bentley with you, where Ferris State, number three in the country, leads Northern Michigan 39-32, and joined now here at halftime by a former Ferris State head coach, Tom Ludwig, who is on hand here to watch the Bulldogs. And coach, first of all, thanks for making the trip to the Upper Peninsula. Been a great game so far here at halftime.
Yeah, well, Rob, this is like the same game that was in Big Rapids way back in January. They're going end to end. Both very, very good teams, and both very good coaches, because they're both Ferris State coaches.
I know you were on hand Thursday night. Talk about the finish from the Bulldogs on Thursday night, and obviously exciting in a tough environment to play in at Michigan Tech.
Well, when you play at Tech, you have to be able to play games like that. And both Andy and Coach Saul know, you know, what it's like to go up and play at Michigan Tech. It's a great atmosphere. But that's what makes teams good, is that they learn to get down by a couple points and then come up with something at the end, the free throw and a three-pointer outside, tie it up and then go. I mean, you're going to have to know how to win close games.
I know you mentioned earlier kind of like the first matchup between Ferris State and Northern Michigan. And during that first matchup, obviously the Bulldogs had a chance to honor you and some of the players from your era that played when you were the head coach at Ferris State. As you look back now a month later or so, just talk about that weekend and what that meant.
Well, I think when people ask me about that weekend, I sort of get a little bit, teary in the eye. I mean, they're my children. They're the players who gave their heart and soul to play at Ferris State and to be a part of a great university. And Dean Davenport and Joyce and the people that were so good to us when we were there, the players came back and they just loved it. I mean, I've heard a lot from the players that were there. They liked it, and they're looking forward to the next one.
Obviously, I know you have some great memories from when those guys played for you. Talk about maybe some of your favorite memories being the head coach at Ferris State and what your teams were able to accomplish.
Well, this is like the epitome, coming to the Upper Peninsula and playing against Michigan Tech in Northern Michigan. Anytime you can come up here and get two games and then get one at Lake Superior, you're really, really a good team. You have to be together. And those are the memories of playing the tough places on the road. At those days, Wayne State was real good, and Oakland University was real good. And you just had to sort of button your shoes on and get ready to play together as a team. I just love the way the Ferris State, Adam has the kids playing together, or Andy, excuse me, has the kids playing together, and the way they like each other, spending time with them around the hotels and at the dining facilities. You just get to see how close this team is and how he's developed it. The rest of the coaches have done it, and it's just wonderful to see for Ferris State University.
As you look on now, from when you were the head coach to where the Bulldogs are right now, how has the GLIAC, how has college basketball maybe changed since you were a head coach?
Well, they ask me those things and to measure them, you know, how would we do against those teams and everything else. I mean, they're very physical. I mean, Zach is Zach. I mean, Zach's as good as any player that's ever been in the Great Lakes, and the rest of the players are just good. Noah, you know, good. Cushenberry, I mean, they're just really good players. He's got, you know, 8 to 10 players that can play. And to be a good team, as Michigan State is a good team, you have to have depth. And both the coaches, Coach Saul and Andy, have recruited to have depth, and I can't compare them, and it's same style of ball. We played fast like this, we pressed all the time like this, and guys like Marcus Kennedy and Jarvis Walker and David Tuck and, you know, Chapels and the Hibbets, I mean, they were four-year players for Ferris. I mean, you can get players to play for 4 years and work together for 4 years, they need to develop a good team. Now, Coach Saul next year is going to have a very nice team up here at Northern, because he doesn't lose any players and has a couple good recruits coming in. So Northern will get better and better, as Andy's team's affairs will get better and better, because he's young also.
I know when you were a head coach, obviously kind of like today, two coaches that have a lot of respect for each other. What were some of the memories of competing against some other great coaches in the conference and across the region?
Andy and Bill and I, the three of us, Ferris State coaches, were together in Phoenix, Arizona last year at the Final Four. There was a time that things slowed down, and I think we were in the same place having a beer, and we sat together and just sort of reminisced with other coaches in other places that were tough to play. There was a coach named Tommy Villamere at Grand Valley, who was he's a legend coach at Grand Valley, very good player at the University of Detroit. And I mean, he was one of the better. Campy from Oakland was a good, was a very good coach. His teams were prepared. I think watching both these coaches prepare their teams, I see the adjustments that Bill has made from the last time that they played down in Big Rapids, and Andy has done the same thing. I mean, they're trying to control the different elements, but the good players like Zach and Echols just sort of take over. I mean, Zach's having a great game, 12 points. A lot of inside, he's shooting a good percentage, and Echols is a great player from Northern Michigan.
I know, obviously, it was evident when your guys came back for that event in January. You're certainly proud of what they've been able to accomplish, not only in basketball, but how they've taken their degree and moved on and accomplished some great things in life.
I needed to see them again. I mean, the reunion and those 18 years and that stuff mentioned Ludwig, I didn't care at all about that. I just wanted to see Kurt Stevens again. I wanted to see Craig Chappell again. I wanted to see David Tuck again. And James, players came from all over. And I missed not seeing those players. And they're all very successful and have nice families. And they would tell me about what their kids are doing and how things were. And they sort of give you thanks for making them go to a study hall and study hard and get their degree, because they know that there is a life after basketball. And that's what Ferris has been able to give a lot of good athletes.
Obviously, the Bulldogs right now on an incredible run here and having a great season. How does this remind you of maybe some of your best teams?
They're fantastic. This team is really fantastic. I've enjoyed watching them play, hearing about the different successes. I can look at the statistics and see that they're playing together as a team. I think when you have teams like this, like we had the teams that were in the one and the number one in the country, number three or two or something like that, the drawings in the tournament are very important. Where are you playing? Yeah, I know we're going to probably have some games back in Big Rapids, and I just want to say I hope that we can fill the arena back there, because these kids deserve that kind of support. And if you get the right draw in the right tournament, you're lucky. And these guys seem to play through lots of adversities. The refereeing, excuse me to say, in the Upper Peninsula is not to very many of us likings. And they've learned to play through some of that refereeing. And when you do that, then you're a good regional team. You can play in tournaments, and you can get behind by a little bit and not buckle down. You sort of get together on the bench and say, okay, we have to do this better, that better. I think this team will go a long way and have a good run. You just have to get a little bit lucky when you're in that tournament run, and this team will be very successful.
Finally here, expert analysis, what needs to happen here for the Bulldogs to pull out a win here in the second half?
Well, they're up by seven. It's sort of I can't call it a defensive game, because it's 39 points for Ferris and 32 for Northern Michigan, but that's only a 7-point spread. And once in a while, it's gotten up to 10. If it gets up to 10 or 12, then Northern has a problem, because there's so much firepower and so much speed. Ferris shoots the ball so well and so quick, and obviously Hankins inside is just, he can score a will. He'll score at 70%. So, once they break it, then it'll go. But Northern, is fighting for their lives in the Great Lakes right now and trying to get a good tournament seat. So Coach Saul is a very good coach. And we are all on the staff together. Bill and I were together for a year. And then Andy came in, and Bill and Andy were together. So we all coach a similar style. We like to play fast. We like to play hard. And we're lucky to be a member of good universities like Northern Michigan University and Ferris State University, who really took care of the athletes. And it's a nice privilege.
Well, Coach, as always, great to talk with you here at halftime, and looking forward to having you back to watch the Bulldogs again here in the second half and certainly throughout the year.
Yes, it's good. I'm a Youper from Sault Ste. Marie, so coming back here is like coming back home. It's sort of funny. I see you up here broadcasting yourself. All those NBC guys have to have three or four guys in the booth to break them, and you're doing all these. These are not normal games. These are wild games. And so you do a tremendous job for the university. All of the public relations that I received in the mail from the university, it's made a step up. It's grown. It's learned to grow with its successes, and it's just fantastic.
Well, Coach, thanks. We appreciate it, and safe travel.
It's learned to grow with its successes, and it's just fantastic.
Well, Coach, thanks. We appreciate it, and safe travels back home here following the game.
We'll see you back in Bulldog Arena, Rob. Thank you.